Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant and Austin Price in with you on a Wednesday afternoon. And whoa, what a day today. Well, yes. I mean, it's almost like a carbon copy statement because we have been saying this for the past couple of weeks. But another clear and cool night tonight. Mild temps during the day. No complaints on my part. Coming up at 4:35, Austin, I've got a story here that's going to kind of tweak a lot of interest, especially if you're a Georgia Bulldog or a Florida Gators fan.
Really?
4:35, switching venues on the way, and we'll talk about that.
Well, and speaking of some football teams, if you are a Florida State fan or maybe on off chance a UNC fan, I've got some good news for you as well. We've got those tickets that were given away, a pair of Florida State UNC football tickets for this weekend, and we will give those away at just before 5:30.
Okay, that'll be good. Let's see here. The general election, less than a week away today. Early voting continued at 10 sites in Escambia, 6 sites in Santa Rosa County. Of course, that goes through November 2nd. November 5th, Election Day. Polls are going to be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Cast those ballots at an early voting site, and you will have to have a photo ID and signature, some type of proof about your signature. They ask you. I'm going to tell you. They do ask you for that. Rightly so. News yeah. Radio 92.3's live and local election coverage begins 7 p.m. next Tuesday when those polls close.
And speaking of next week, next Friday, City of Pensacola finally cutting the ribbon on Bruce Beach Park. The official opening of the park was delayed for several weeks after the city found a bacterial contamination in the water. And Mayor D.C. Reeves says that they're still tracking the source of the contamination. But either way, phase two of the work includes updated walking paths and a kayak launch, among other improvements. And again, that will be the ribbon cutting is going to be held on next Friday, November 8th.
And I tell you, D.C. got a lot of help from ECUA on that deal. They're the water specialist, of course.
Yeah.
So they have been working together in tandem, City of Pensacola, ECUA, coming up with a solution to that ongoing problem. Home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers today, Mortgage Daily News reporting the benchmark 30-year fixed has climbed to 7.03%. Remember yesterday it was 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you it was slowly climbing back up there. Latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.49%. Sent this afternoon.
All right. And a vehicle that had been stolen in Alabama crashed outside the gates of NAS Pensacola yesterday afternoon. Escambia County deputies were following the vehicle at the time, and they say that the driver was speeding at the time of the crash, but the driver was luckily not injured, and no other details have yet been released. But that's one way to find a vehicle, have it crash somewhere.
Did you ever see the movie Stripes?
No, I did not, actually.
Anyway, it was a funny comedy. Bill Murray was in it. Anyway, they crashed through a Russian security guard. That's what I was thinking about. Seeing this guy crashed into the security gates at NAS Pensacola. Knucklehead. And I'm sure the security people were extremely happy about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And during a joint news conference with South Korea's defense minister, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin discussed the deployment of North Korean soldiers to help the Russians in their invasion of Ukraine. Fox's Kevin Erskine has more on this trending story.
Secretary Austin says about 10,000 North Korean soldiers are now training in eastern Russia.
And some of these DPRK troops have already moved closer to Ukraine. And we're seeing them outfitted with Russian uniforms and provided with Russian equipment.
The secretary adding the move is a violation of UN security agreements.
This is pretty serious.
And that he's concerned the North Koreans will be sent to fight with the Russians in Ukraine's Kursk region, adding that if they do,
Ukrainian soldiers have the right to defend themselves, and they will do that. With the weapons that we provided and others have provided.
The secretary also vowing that no matter what,
Putin will not prevail in Ukraine.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Okay, November's approaching fast. As a matter of fact, day after tomorrow. A few events you need to put on your calendar, maybe consider attending Friday and Saturday, of course. Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Sunday, November 3rd, DST ends, 2 a.m. Crank those clocks back, and followed on November 5th, of course, general election, and on Monday, November the 11th, Veterans Day coming up. And who says things doesn't happen around here?
Absolutely. Another thing going on is early voting for the November 5th general election. That runs through November 2nd, goes from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And for early voting locations, you can visit votesantarosa.gov. And that is the sponsor for our traffic and weather update here. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, we have some issues there. Same on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And then just a couple more usual spots giving us trouble at this time. As for the weather, 79 degrees. It's going to be around low of 72 tonight, so it's not going to get too much cooler, quote-unquote. But tomorrow, partly sunny, partly cloudy, high of 81, low of 69.
416 News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some numbers here. They got fresh numbers coming in on early voting. You ready to kind of take all these in?
Sure.
Okay, here it is. Here's a breakdown of early votes in Escambia County. 45,045 Republicans have early voted, 24,146 Democrats, and 11,542 independent voters. Now, Tappy Villane just telling me, of course, she's a supervisor of elections over in Santa Rosa County, 41,167 Republicans early voting, 9,449 Democrats, and 8,171 independent voters. The GOP, by the way, leading Democrats by a sizable margin in early voting results across Florida.
And speaking of Florida voting, a teenager, of course, was arrested after being accused of brandishing a machete to intimidate voters at a polling site. Neptune Beach police yesterday arrested 18-year-old Caleb Williams, not the quarterback. According to the Duval County Democratic Party, Williams was with a group of young men carrying Trump flags who confronted peaceful Harris wall supporters at the beach's library early voting site. The teen is charged with aggravated assault on a person 65 or older, an improper exhibition of a firearm or dangerous weapon, and reports say that he is a registered Republican.
Okay, so you may be coming out of the office right now, maybe make it on the way and heading home. Well, welcome. This is Pensacola News Right Now, and I got to tell you, we have so many exciting things coming up this hour that you need to actually be aware about. One of the things, tonight, here comes Powerball. If you want to cash in on this, $39 million. $18.6 million, that is your cash option. If you want to hold off until Friday, Mega Millions now, $281 million, $129.8 million cash option. Drawing 10 o'clock Friday night.
All righty, and just about 4:18 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, Attorney General Ashley Moody warning Floridians about a new cyber scam. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Boat lovers, mark your calendars for the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, setting sail Saturday, November 9th from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles at noon and 1. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 9th, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday afternoon for an ACC matchup on the Seminoles Sports Network.
FSU takes on North Carolina at 12:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me and saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday,
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Wednesday afternoon. It is a killer day. Thanks for having us on. If you're just getting your car, we do appreciate you dropping in. Pensacola News Right Now. Coming up here is getting people really aware of one thing, the economic conditions with this election. Who's going to really deliver on the economic plan? Trump's talking about the plan. We still haven't heard much from Ms. Harris in terms of a defined plan as of yet. But as the economy continued to expand, not all is clear. And not all is clear on the level economists were expecting at this point with less than a week going into the election here. Fox's Jenny Casola has more on the report.
Economic growth for the summer quarter came in at 2.8%. The forecast for third quarter gross domestic product was a 3% increase, matching the spring quarter. However, Americans are still buying things. Consumer spending rose by 3.7%. Though the GDP reading is below forecasts, it is still considered in the range of healthy growth for the economy, and it calms concerns about the economy slipping into recession. Economists believe the Federal Reserve is likely to continue lowering interest rates because it has recently been more concerned with the job market and inflation. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors in Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be a sunny yet cloudy at times day. High of 81, low of 69.
427, News Radio 92.3, U.S. Department of Justice announcing how it plans to ensure voter opportunity and election integrity. Now, this will be interesting as Americans cast their ballots. Fox's Grinnell Scott is in with this trending story.
The DOJ, through several of its divisions, including criminal, civil rights, and homeland security, will act on instances in our elections that can disenfranchise voters and interfere with the process. Civil rights offenses could include discrimination, inability to get requested absentee ballots, and proper access to people with disabilities, among other cases. The criminal division will enforce those proven violations. Also, the DOJ's Homeland Security Division will watch for global efforts to interfere in the election via social media or other online means, which local authorities should be made aware of also. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. Attorney General Ashley Moody warning Floridians about a new cyber scam. The so-called evil twin schemes are when hackers create a fake Wi-Fi network that resembles the names of airports or businesses. The tactic is meant to try to trick users into connecting with the network so scammers can steal their personal information. Moody says that hackers are also creating fraudulent mobile apps designed to look like popular ones, and she's urging residents to do their research before you download anything onto your device. Potential victims can file reports through the FDLE's Computer Crime Center.
Okay, nice transition here. You mentioned airports, airlines.
Yes.
Well, airlines in the U.S. are now required to give passengers cash refunds if their flight is significantly delayed or canceled. I'm going to frame this under my health. Times have changed. This is never happened like this, oh, say 20 or 30 years ago. But Fox's businesses, Madison Allworth has an explanation on what the heck is going on.
This new rule, it went into effect on October 28th, and it now streamlines what a significant delay is. Because prior to this rule, airlines got to set their own definitions for whether or not you had a significant delay. And they could also make the process of getting a refund really tough. So when it comes to this new rule, passengers get a refund for a cancellation or significant delay. A delay for a domestic flight of 3 hours or 6 hours for an international flight. And refunds are automatic. Customers do not need to request them, and they will be made back to the original form of payment. So if you use your credit card, you're going to get that money, that cash back. If you used miles, you will get those miles back.
All right, and Hillary Clinton coming to Tampa Saturday morning to rally for Vice President Harris just 3 days before Election Day. She's also going to encourage voters to cast ballots for Democrats down the ballot. And meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will watch the returns come in Tuesday night from the Palm Beach Convention Center.
Okay, do you think Hillary's going to go down there maybe to help repair Tropicana Stadium? Does she have any plans on how that's going to work? My friends down at the Rays, Chris Mueller and his communications team, really concerned about their jobs down there.
I was about to say, I don't know if that's on her itinerary, but it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, it really would be. They got a mess down there. They're trying to figure out where the Rays are going to be playing that 2025 season.
Absolutely.
And rightly so. A lot of talk about them, and we'll talk about this in sports in just a minute, but a lot of talk about them playing in some of the minor league facilities around Central Florida. And there's a lot of them. So we'll keep you well posted on that. While we're kind of briefly touching on sports, listen to this area. Now, come on. Here we go. We've got the SEC Soccer Women's Championships coming into the area over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Right. But over in Foley, the Sunbelt Conference making a pretty good stab here. Third consecutive year, SBC Championships returning to the Foley area. The Cross Country Championships begin Friday over at Graham Creek Nature Preserve. Starting next week, the Women's Soccer Championship returns from November 4th through 9th with an 8-team direct elimination bracket. Then the SBC's top 10 volleyball teams are in action from November 21st through November 24th. So needless to say, both major conferences. You got the Southeastern Conference, SBC, the Sunbelt Conference, all in the area this week.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Donald Trump responds to a comment made last night by President Biden at a rally today in North Carolina. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Former President Trump addressed the same things he often mentions, inflation, immigration, crime, but he said he wanted to respond to President Biden calling his supporters garbage.
And you can't be president if you hate the American people.
The White House says the president was referring to comments by a comedian about Puerto Rico at Trump's Sunday rally as garbage, not calling the former president's supporters garbage. Before campaigning in Raleigh, North Carolina, Kamala Harris said she strongly disagrees with criticizing anyone based on how they vote. She then told supporters they need to get out there and vote.
We have 6 days to get this done. And no one can sit on the sidelines.
The vice president also making stops in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Boeing and union leaders representing 33,000 striking workers held productive talks yesterday with an assist from the Biden administration's top labor official. The efforts come amid a seven-week-long labor dispute that's crippling Boeing's U.S. manufacturing. On Wall Street, stocks finished today lower, with the Dow dropping 91, the S&P 500 fell 19, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 104 points. Mortgage rates rose last week, creating hesitancy for those wanting to refinance. The average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages increased to 6.73%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Shares of Reddit spiked 35% today after the social media company posted surprise profits in its third-quarter results yesterday. Reddit's revenue during the third quarter jumped 68%. U.S. crude oil futures for December under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Two jabronis showed up to Yankee Stadium last night and interfered with Mookie Betts in foul territory. And now some of the internet are melting down whenever they see a tweet or article that glorifies these two stoonads. The Yankees gave these fans the boot. Mookie didn't seem to care about it after the game. So let's keep it moving and advance to Game 5 instead of sending 2,000 tweets out about these guys and telling anyone who laughs at this inane situation that they're part of the problem. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to the Trulieve founder and CEO, Kim Rivers, about Amendment 3. Learned from the Lakeview president, Sean Salamita, about the Home Base initiative that starts in Pensacola on Friday for veterans. Had a really interesting conversation about single-member districts versus at-large voting for county commissioners because of the debate between Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms. And had a really fun, frivolous discussion about whether you like it when waiters try to upsell you. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton, not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you this afternoon. But can you believe this? Pensacola's Foo Foo Fest getting underway tomorrow?
Really?
Here, like Emerald says in New Orleans, bam! Foo Foo Fest going through the 11th of November. Different venues across the area. It is 12 days of theater, music, film, visual arts. Some festival events are free, but remember, others will require a ticket. What are you thinking about the World Series at this point? Boy, the Yankees had to pull one out last night, and they did.
Yes.
Which made a lot of the advertisers very happy. Yankees avoided the World Series sweep by downing the Dodgers in Game 4. Bob Mortali has more from Fox.
After scoring just seven times in the first three series games, the Yankees reached double digits with an 11-4 triumph over the Dodgers. Anthony Volpe gave New York the lead with a third-inning grand slam. Volpe became the youngest Yankee with a series slam since Mickey Mantle in 1953. Austin Wells connected with a sixth-inning solo shot. Gleyber Torres belted a three-run blast in the eighth. Dodger slugger Freddie Freeman set an MLB record with home runs in six consecutive World Series games. Freeman also set a Dodger franchise mark with 10 RBIs in one fall classic. Game 5 is tonight in New York. LA leads 3-1. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
He always does that. That pause
That pause for suspense.
The pregnant pause there throws you off. But anyway, I'm wondering if they're prepared to do, I'm talking about on our guys on the ESPN side, ESPN Pensacola, are they carrying pregame like they did last night? I know the game, we've got six on our rundown sheet here tonight, but the game doesn't actually start till like 7:05, right?
Yeah, the game starts at 7:08 tonight.
Okay. So just to make you aware, our sister station, ESPN, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM,
we'll have the game. If you're maybe leaving the office a little bit late, want to catch up and see what's going on, you might be at the park, you might be at the beach, you might be walking your dog. Use the app. Use that ESPN app.
Yeah, you can listen to it wherever you go.
Absolutely. Real quickly here, high school football. Tomorrow night game, what are they going to dress up for this game? It's Halloween night.
Ooh.
Northview at Flemington, Alabama. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think this is just a tradition for Halloween, or at least I think it should be one. If you have a blackout uniform as a home team, if you have a blackout uniform, you need to wear it on Halloween if you're playing on Halloween night.
Okay, what is a blackout uniform?
It's where you wear black helmet, black jersey, black pants.
Basically ugly.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, yeah.
Black and white, those are hard colors to mess up. Those can look so clean, dude.
I was the LSU game with Texas A&M.
A&M wore blackouts.
But did you see the crowd? Now, some of them had black, but most of them had the maroon and white on.
Yeah, sometimes they'll try to incorporate the crowd into a blackout. It's just like Penn State with their whiteout. You know?
Okay, so coming up next hour, we're going to dissect the rundown for Friday night's games for high school activity, and there's some goodies. So be around for that. We'll do that about 5:40 on News Radio 92.3.
All right, now I kind of want to revisit the whole World Series thing because, first of all, let me ask you this, Chris, and be honest with me now.
Sure.
Did you watch the game last night?
I had no clue to watch that game.
All right. Well, either way, that means you missed this, so don't worry. It's a new story for you. The MLB is banning two Yankees fans who interfered with a Dodgers outfielder trying to catch a foul ball. The fans originally told ESPN that they would be allowed back in for the game tonight. However, the league is now banning them, and they will be granted a refund. They were ejected from Game 4 last night after opening the glove of Mookie Betts, and prying the foul ball out of his glove. And I watched it. That's literally what they did. Mm-hmm. Betts goes up for the ball, and one fan grabs his hand and pries his mitt open. And then as Betts' free hand comes in, the other guy grabs his wrist and pulls him away. It's like, first of all, you can hurt somebody doing that, especially in real time. But second of all, like, what are you doing? Like, are you serious? What were you going to do if Betts got the ball away from you anyway? You're just going to hop out on the field and tackle him?
Yeah, it was a foul ball, right?
Yeah, it was a foul ball that he was trying to get a crucial out. And they did that. It's like, what are you? Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Clear, cool tonight. It's a great evening. It really is. Middle 60s for your temperatures. You can go out and take a great star show in. Just go outside. It's just absolutely killer out there.
For sure.
4 days, best of SEC women's soccer. We talked about it. November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Sun Belt Conference over in Foley doing their thing with three different events for them coming down, which is pretty darn unique. So we've got SEC and Sun Belt Conference in our local area. Go out and support the sports, whatever's out there.
And we also got some Conference USA college football tonight. Jacksonville State goes to Liberty, and Kennesaw State goes to Western Kentucky. Kennesaw State a one-win team, Liberty a one-loss team. Kennesaw State giving the unbeaten Flames their first loss last week. So they're both Kennesaw State's trying to keep the momentum going, and Liberty's trying to get back on track.
You know, I wanted to tie this in here to the quick brief note of the beautiful weather, dry conditions, things like that. Well, yeah, dry conditions are creating an immediate fire and outdoor burning danger here in Northwest Florida. Florida Forestry Service says it is time to be cautious as drought conditions are now common. Experts are keeping an eye on things to determine if an advisory needs to be issued. No advisory as of yet. If it happens, you'll hear it first on News Radio 92.3.
And Wall Street is closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 91 points to 42,141. The S&P 500 dropped by 19 points to 58,13. And the NASDAQ lost 104 points to 18,607.
Ever heard the old statement saying, well, everything's on the internet's true? Ever heard somebody say that?
Facetiously,
well,
yes.
Well, yeah, because they were out of their minds. They're knuckleheads. But anyway, Election Day, less than a week away here. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring the thread back to where I made that statement. Political content all over social media now.
Yeah.
Do you believe it or do you not believe it?
Where and how voters under 30 get their news, it is a different universe, right? You have hundreds of these internet influencers who are churning out political opinion daily to millions of followers. They're often paid for, but not disclosed, hoping to swing the election.
Studies show roughly half of 18 to 29-year-olds get their news from social media.
TikTok, X, Instagram, and others, compared to TV 11% and just 4% from print. Harris has appeared on 6 podcasts that focus on women and black men. Trump 12 podcasts appealing largely to young men who don't vote. The fragmented media landscape forces the campaigns to adopt a reach voters where they are strategy.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think there's a very important specification to make. It's one thing to get your news or your political insight online from reliable sources. If you get it from a candidate themselves, or if you get it from a household news name, if you get it from one of those, that's one thing. But yeah, don't just be reading something on, you know, Reddit and being like, oh, well, this is obviously true. Don't do that.
Yeah, Floyd down on the corner is the news director for our block, you know, so he's writing all of our news releases. And who is this guy, Floyd?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on. You know everything's true on the internet. Sure you know that.
4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. You can convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or fire pit with Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy. You can learn more at gulfbreezenaturalgas.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on outside of the few usual areas. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 90, the works. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, cloudy day. Cloudy at times, that is. High of 81, low of 69.
Okay, welcome. This is Pensacola Right Now. And if you're just leaving the office, we do appreciate you having us on. I'm Chris Bryan. That is Austin Price over there. You know, we were talking about the beautiful pictures at, like, and I won't be specific, but I'll just say fast food restaurants.
Yes.
McDonald's, Burger King, things like that. Ever notice that the pictures don't always translate very well into the real thing?
Oh, yeah.
Say, wait a minute, this isn't a picture of what I'm ordering over here. Well, okay, ice cream lovers, go ahead, rejoice. McDonald's McFlurry machines may finally be fixed.
The U.S. Copyright Office has granted an exemption allowing McDonald's franchisees to bypass software locks on their ice cream machines. This change means they can quickly repair those notoriously faulty devices without waiting for the manufacturer, Taylor Company. Customers have long expressed frustration over broken machines, with sites like McBroken tracking which locations have functioning equipment. The Federal Trade Commission highlighted that franchisees were often left waiting up to 90 days for repairs, losing over $600 in sales daily. With the new rules in effect, franchisees can now call on third parties to get those machines running sooner and give customers brain freezes faster. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
They must be training all these anchors over at Fox to pause.
Yeah, you know, apparently. It's
like, wait a minute.
I couldn't get over the McBroken. I've never heard of that.
I haven't either. Listen, more than 5.1 million Floridians have cast their votes. Election day now is only less than a week away. But here's a question I want you to consider this afternoon. What if you cast that vote and then changed your mind? Do you have any options? In nearly every single state, including Florida, once you have sent in that vote-by-mail ballot, dropped off your ballot at a drop box, or cast your vote at an early voting site, it's a done deal. You can't change it.
Really?
Sticking with that vote.
All right.
So be careful when you vote. Make sure you've done your due diligence and done your homework on actually what these candidates, when they say it, they mean it.
Yes, and Elon Musk, apparently he's not the only space-related fella who's endorsing Trump. Buzz Aldrin, endorsing the former president as well. The second ever man to walk on the moon said that the U.S. is facing difficult realities at home and abroad, and said that Trump could be the proven, serious, tested leader that it needs. He praised the nation's revived interest in space during Trump's time in office. And Aldrin also shouted out advancements in the private sector for space travel, including Musk's SpaceX.
Yeah, I wonder if Buzz Aldrin, Buzz Lightyear is named after Buzz Aldrin. You ever heard that from Disney or so? Where did Buzz Lightyear's name
come from? I think it was, yes, inspired by Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, okay, so yeah. We're on track here.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good for us. Amberjack, recreational harvest season. Go ahead, anglers. You're going to not like this one. Is closing in the Gulf state and federal waters starting Friday. FWC set that new federal season, and they set it in plenty of time, and they let it roll. It was September 1 through October 31st, last day tomorrow.
All right. And you know what? You bringing up Buzz Lightyear got me in a Disney mood. Disney Plus launching a daily top 10 today list, the streamer following in Netflix's footsteps after they rolled out their own lists nearly 5 years ago. The goal, Variety reports, is to drive up engagement on Disney Plus and help users find new media to stream. So it will vary depending on the subscriber based on factors like the profile's content rating, subscription plan, location, so on and so forth. It will not be available on kids' profiles at launch, though.
You know how many times I've gone to Buzz Lightyear movies or gone to Disney with Buzz Lightyear with the kids?
You're just like a
Buzz and Woody and all the rest of the gang. You
yeah,
know?
The whole Toy Story crew.
I got to tell you, I loved it. I loved every minute. I loved the first version of Buzz Lightyear.
Toy Story.
Story. Yeah. It was great.
Oh, no. Classic. That's why they've made so many movies of it.
It really is. Something to think about because, you know, I thought about when you said the story about Buzz Aldrin, I went, yeah, has to be. Buzz Lightyear.
As I said, I don't think that's a rumor either. I think that's been confirmed.
Okay, if you're up in Pace. This is your neighborhood, I think.
Yes, I live in Pace.
The Pace Library is going to close Friday.
What?
Yeah, they're doing upgrades over there. We were talking about all the sports facilities doing upgrades in stadiums. Doak Campbell was one of them, you know.
Yeah, Everbank
Tampa,
Stadium.
Every Jacksonville. Anyway, a Pace Library going through upgrades. This will include all of the library's November programs. The library reopens on December 2nd. You ever go to that library?
I have been, yes. It's been a while, but I have been there because I'm not much of a reader. 4:50, we'll take a quick break here when we return. The Grammys have a new home starting in 2027. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group Commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, clear, cool tonight. It is what they call a 10 on the scale of 10 for an evening. temperatures in the middle 60s today. So I meant to tell you this at 4:35. Thank you for a texter telling me I'm a knucklehead for doing this or not doing this. But I wanted to get you up to speed because I teased you earlier in the hour about the Georgia-Florida traditional game that'll be coming up this weekend in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The last game for quite a while.
Yeah, at least a couple of years.
Absolutely. They're moving the game due to stadium revisions, not because of records or anything like that. The game has only been played 10 times outside of Jacksonville since 1915.
Gosh.
But ESPN's reporting today, due to renovations at Everbank Stadium, it's going to be played at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium in 2016. Then they're moving south down to Raymond James in Tampa for 2027. The game was played once in Tampa. Get what year this was.
Okay.
1919.
I was actually going to guess because I'm like, it's only been 10 times.
1919. And by the way, the Gators lost that game 16-0 on that. So I just thought I thought I would make amends with what I said and hold true to
Right. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. Just have some minor congestion here and there in the usual spots where you would expect it. Highway 29, 9 Mile Road, I-10, so on and so forth. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 72. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 81, low of 69.
Here's a question for you. Will AI decide if you get that next job? Fox's Evan Brown is checking the story out for us.
One of the big social networks primarily tasked with helping job seekers network for that next position is now turning to artificial intelligence to help those who are hiring find the kind of employee they want to onboard. LinkedIn is now deploying what it calls Hiring Assistant to employers on the network. It's an AI designed to lighten the load for recruiters, not just screening out unfit applicants, but also making contact with prospective recruits to get more information and even schedule interviews. LinkedIn says it trained the AI using the resume data of its existing 1 billion users. Eben Brown, Fox News.
You know, when Halloween rolls around, and we've talked about this, had a discussion about this, but it always my memory always goes back to Denver, Colorado, when I was doing my thing out there, because traditionally Denver sees their first snowfall on Halloween night. It's weird. It works out
That's
that way.
Cool.
But I was looking here. The New England area has already saw a snowfall. They're already getting it today and tonight and tomorrow and probably for the next 6 months. Something like
That's
that.
So cool.
I don't know. You know me and cold weather. If it gets below 70, I'm not a happy camper.
Oh, come on.
All right. Listen, Marvel released their preview of what's coming up next year. And a lot of folks waiting for this darn thing. Fox News' Michelle Paolino has more on the trending story.
Marvel Studios revealed its full 2025 slate in a sizzle reel released on X, formerly Twitter. It includes first looks for Daredevil, Born Again, Ironheart, the animated series, Eyes of Wakanda, and Marvel Zombies, as well as an extended look at Wonder Man.
Simon Williams, reading for Wonder Man.
Fans will note that in the comic Wonder Man, the character was originally a supervillain who was later revived by Kang and joined the ranks of the Avengers and the West Coast Avengers. The studio also announced the third and final season of What If, the animated series that explores the multiverse for alternative storylines for familiar characters. Michelle Paolino, Fox News.
Okay, did you follow that?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, also hinted at this before break. The Grammys now having a new home starting in 2027.
Yeah.
The Recording Academy and Disney have agreed to a 10-year deal for the award show, and the Grammys have aired on CBS for more than 5 decades, but Disney will simulcast the Grammys on ABC, Hulu, and Disney+. Nominations for the 2025 Grammys will be revealed November 8th, with the ceremony set for February 2nd.
I'm not sure those they're going to have enough to really boost those ratings. That show has trended down for years. I mean, absolutely. One word kind of sums it up for a lot of folks. Boring. Okay, gas prices holding steady. Drop this in here for you. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.69. That's over at the Valero station. Pace, 264. Cantonment, 257. And Pensacola on Davis Highway, right around the corner over here, $2.59.
Would you like to own beachfront property in Southern California?
No, I would not. Don't have a clue. I don't No.
Well,
absolutely not.
It does have its benefits, but this week, not so much. A pungent stench is coming off the water and making life miserable. Scientists explained that it's due to a seasonal bloom of microscopic algae that earlier this month was responsible for bioluminescent waves that gave off a blue glow at night. As that algae dies off, hydrogen sulfide gas is emitted, which smells like rotten eggs. My goodness.
Well,
what a nightmare.
See, they don't even call it sargasm, is what they're talking about.
Ah.
And yeah, it does stink.
Yeah.
But we have that as well, so can't make fun of us having it come on our beaches. And you're real quickly here, a couple of roadway construction projects you need to be aware of. Drivers will encounter lane closures on the 10 freeway between Highway 29 and the 110 freeway. Look for outside lane closures beginning around 8 o'clock tonight. Goes overnight to 6 a.m. on Michigan Avenue from Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. There you go. Now you've been warned, you've been advised in terms of being careful if you're navigating those local roadways.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.